is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son of Nathaniel Lundy. It is another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast with Thanksgiving in the rear view. We're plowing ahead, and hopefully the heater continues to burn brightly for your boy, because I was boiling over during the weekend. Just a mammoth the weekend for me. The player props market, the favorites, what were they, like 13-2 in the NFL? Just insanity over the weekend, and hopefully you were counting your dough alongside me. So let's make some more money, shall we? The best way to do it is hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. These are our favorite longer odds wagers, available plus 100 odds or greater across the spectrum of sports books. Lundy, pick your poison.
Let's go to the kicker market, and not the one you're going to talk about. Give me Cairo Santos. Give me the over on 1.5 made field goals for Mr. Santos. You can catch that one right now at a plus 110 over Ooh. At DK. It's the guy that's hit 95% of his field goals this season. He has missed uno. Did it 3 weeks ago against the New Orleans Saints. That is the only field goal he has missed all season long. Rewind back to earlier in the season. He went 2 for 2 against the Vikings, and he has hit at least 2 field goals in 5 and 6 on the over and the under on this total. So he has had games where he's been blanked, but he's also, you know, knocked 2 home earlier against Minnesota. If you're one of the people that is subscribing to the idea of all of these unders happening in prime time, that would also lean into the idea of these kickers being busy this evening. So the fact that I can get Santos at plus odds to knock home 2 between the pipes, give me that one at plus 110 over at DK.
Yeah, and I'll have more kicker action in the Monday Night Affair a little bit later on, but let's stick with the same game and go with a different name. I say TJ Hockenson gets an end zone spike. And if that happens, best odds of business right now at Caesars Sportsbook at plus 180. Woo! Yeah! Work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice. You look at hockey as numero uno among all tight ends and team target percentage, averaging 9.3 looks per game, whether earlier this season from Kirk Cousins or of recent affairs and Josh Dobbs. He is also number 4 in total red zone targets. He's only got 4 touchdowns this year. In the first matchup against the Chicago Bears, he had 8 targets, 6 catches, 50 yards. Did not find the end zone, but the Bears, we know how susceptible, we know how vulnerable they are to the pass near the bottom of the basement in terms of pass EPA defense. They've also allowed 5 touchdowns to the tight end position. So I say Hockenson springs loose, crosses the chalk, and hopefully going to be counting my winnings there. In the end, with those bets on the board, let's get after it with additional action and Bears Vikings on the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown today. Oh, what a quickie dig. I teased it, and I'm going to deliver it right now. The other kicker in this game, his name is Greg Joseph. Give me the over 1.5 field goals made. A little bit higher juice compared to Santos at a minus 130. Best juice in the industry right now. I bet MGM. I'm going to squeeze every last drop and pay up. Not at all intimidated by that minus 130. The Bears have allowed 7 kickers to do this season. And you look at Joseph, he's gone over this in 6 of his last 7 games. He's 17-for-22, and okay, 77.3% hit rate on his field goal opportunities. But here is where it's all the more enticing. Minnesota is number 19, so very middling, and TD only red zone percentage. Again, I've already discussed the shortcomings of the Bears secondary. I think Dobbs will be able to freely move the chains up and down the field, but Minnesota has a tendency to bog down at enemy territory. And if they do that within the range of Greg Joseph, he's going to split the uprights not only once, but I believe twice. So Lundy, fade or follow Greg Joseph over 1.5 field goals made, minus 130 at BetMGM.
I'm going to follow because, again, I can't get away from what's been happening in the primetime games over the course of the season. They've been low scoring. And if you can bog these guys down in the red zone or right outside of the red zone, obviously they are in Minnesota, which means, yes, no elements to worry about, because at the stadium, they are inside the lovely confines. It's sort of like Black Friday shopping at the mall. It doesn't matter how cold it is outside. Humanity is making it 85 degrees as you walk through the aisles of your local Macy's. So anyway, you take the elements out of it, which is one of the reasons why, you know, those of you that do fantasy or do daily fantasy or do anything that involves kickers, you always like those guys that are indoors or are playing in the sunshine. So I think this plays into both guys, and who knows? We brought this up a couple of weeks ago, and some of our guys on Twitter actually followed it and did it. Brad, maybe you put both of these together in an SGP. Take them both to make two or more field goals and watch the payday climb. So you could bet them individually, then smash them together in an SGP and get yourself into a really nice payday, all on the leg of Joseph as well as Santos.
Great Joseph over on field goals made, a door buster deal, but add Santos in for a little extra cash.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Countdown, Monday Night Football Edition. Give me Joshua Dobbs over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Yeah, look at that plus money. It's awfully enticing. It's awfully seducing, that juice at plus 130. Available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Entirely doable, though, in my estimation. Again, the Bears are so friendly to opposing passers, evidenced by their number 29 ranking in pass EPA defense. Yeah, they've given up just 6.96 pass yards per attempt to opposing signal callers, but they've also allowed 21 passing touchdowns in 11 games, and seven QBs have thrown for a pair of touchdowns or more against the Mice of the Midway this season. You look at Dobbs, number 11, in red zone completion percentage on the season, including his days there in Arizona, and he has gone over this in two of his last four games. Now, at tape time, the expectation is that Justin Jefferson will not be cleared to return, but it really doesn't matter if it's Hockenson and Jordan Addison and some of the other secondary, tertiary options he has to toss the rock to. I believe Josh Dobbs will not only maybe run for like, say, 30, 35 yards, but throw at least a pair of touchdowns in this affair. So Lundy, fade or follow the Pastrnak, blast it off to the moon on the over 1.5 passing touchdowns, plus 130 at DraftKings. What do you say?
I got to fade you on this one because I actually think he's good for two touchdowns, but I think we're scrambling for one of them. So if you could give me over 1.5 combined passing and rushing, I would, you could talk me into that one, but I actually have a feeling he's going to do one through the air and one on the ground. And therefore your plus 130 will not cash. It's just a TYG. It's a trust your gut. I've just got a feeling one of them happens on the ground. That's all.
I'll work that arm, Josh Dobbs. We got to make some moolah. The kids, they need presents.
Number three.
Numero Tres here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's go with an SGP and come with me if you are buying what I am selling, a pair of receptions props. And I'm going to go leg number one, Jordan Addison, four more catches. And leg numero dos, Cole Kmet, three more catches. Simple two-legger, that's it. Plus 105. Little baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. Again, I don't expect Justin Jefferson to play, but if he does, I feel that Addison is going to get the separation needed to generate looks from Josh Dobbs and achieve the four catches needed on the front end of this two-leg parlay. He's going to get a lot of Tyreek Stevenson in coverage. He's allowed a 71.2 catch percentage on the season for the Bears, along with a 117 passer rating. Now, back in week six, he only had three receptions in that game for a measly 28 yards, but the Bears have allowed 15 guys to go for at least four catches on the year. Again, as I mentioned, number 29 in pass EPA defense. And Addison, a 6.5 target per game average. He is number 14 in route win percentage among all eligible wide receivers and has gone over this in four of his last five games. Meanwhile, Cole Kmet has been crushing this number, even with Justin Fields back under center with the super Bajan man. He was the apple of that youngster's eye. He has done this repeatedly here the last 5 weeks, seeing a sizable target share. His role seems to be increasing in this offense. Minnesota, middle of the pack in terms of tight end receptions allowed, but all I need is three. and we cashed that second leg. So to recap on this SGP, Jordan Addison got to dunk home four or more receptions. Cole Kmet got to splash for three or more receptions. Both those events occur, plus 105 at BetMGM. Landy, better follow.
Follow all day. Love the idea with Addison. Was already on board with Cole Kmet even before we pressed the record button on the pod. So you want to add in Addison on that one, feel free. And I like the fact that we can get this up at plus odds. Brad laid out all the reasons why, whether we're talking about Jefferson or not, Addison should be able to get to the four. Look, even with JJ, you got to be able to move the ball around. You do. I love the guy. He's a phenomenal receiver, but you still got to be able to spread the love just enough, and you don't want to push him too much. So Addison for four. And again, I already told you, I was on board with Kmet long before we started.
Oh, goody two shoes. Luddy and I are friends yet again.
Number two.
Hi, Numero Dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. It's working some more plus money on this SGP, and I cannot believe the juice is this high on this prop. It's all Alexander Mattison all the time, and not necessarily in a positive way. On one leg it is, on the other, not so much. On the front end, the under on Alexander Mattison, 55.5 rush yards is what I'm playing in that alt line market available there at ESPN Bet. I'm going to slap that together with Alexander Mattison over 1.5 receptions. I just need 2 catches. So again, under 55.5 rush yards, over 1.5 receptions. You put those two together on SGP at ESPN plus 134, please and thank you to the Four Letter Network for these tremendous odds. And the reason being is this: Alexander Mattison is facing one of the most daunting run defenses in the NFL. Yeah, the Chicago Bears are truly monsters of the midway in that category, evidenced by the number 2 ranking in rush EPA defense to give it up just 3.37 yards per carry, and in total to running backs, 64.1 rush yards per game. Only 5 rushers have gone over the necessary total here. So Mattison, I don't think is going to be one. He already faced him earlier this season. He had a whopping 18 carries in that game, but he only finished with 44 ground yards. It could be a similar showcase of not the tremendous skills for him in this game, because Ty Chandler, his role is growing. And look at Mattison, the advanced data, RB 45 yards after contact per attempt, and a 18.2 missed tackle percentage. That opportunity share has been all over the place. 3 weeks ago at 55.4%, 2 weeks ago at 45.2%, last week at 64.9%. Will it be a hot hand between him and Chandler? More downside there built in. Meanwhile, on the receptions prop, the last 3 games, he's gone 16, 14, and 13 routes. He had 4 catches against the Bears in that matchup in week 6. And that is an area where the Bears have really suffered defensively. It's in the flat. They have given up buku catches to running back, 6.2 per game to be exact, the 3rd most overall in the NFL. 18 RBs have hauled in at least a couple of balls against Chicago this season. So to recap on this SGP, Alexander Mattison under 55.5 rush yards, Alexander Mattison over 1.5 receptions, plus 134 at ESPN Bet. Lundy, I wrote about this on the X at Noisy Huevos. It was my sledgehammer special. Are you going to be my honeybee? Fade or follow?
Well, first of all, no. I have no interest whatsoever in being your honeybee. So yeah, you can keep all that to yourself. I'll leave that to you and the missus. No, I like this one, 'cause I like the idea of popping his number up and then playing the under on the rush. The receptions makes a ton of sense. Again, you can go back and look at the box score, and the game script that took place when these two teams already played each other once earlier this season. So that leans into the receptions prop. And then I'm with you on the rushing. Take the number up, then play it under, put this together, smart play. ESPN giving you the chance to have it at plus odds. I like this.
Do it for the father of the Constitution, for God's sakes. Bet on Mattison.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. And oh, it's so juicy and so enticing and so damn alluring when I saw this posted on FanDuel. Justin Fields to lead the game in rush yards, plus 250 is what it opened at and what I grabbed it at. It's down, but still a very tremendous value in my estimation. Plus 220 again at FanDuel Sportsbook, my number one play on Monday Night Football. As I mentioned, Alexander Mattison, even if he gets another 18 carries in this game, he's going to run into a lot of brick walls because the Bears are so formidable up front. You look at Fields, 46 rush yards against Minnesota back in week six. That was the most ground yards the Vikings defense allowed to running quarterback this year. They've given up just 20.1 yards per game. But this is what Fields does. He tucks, he runs. He don't give two shits what the defense is going to allow vertically. If there's any kind of space or avenues on the ground, he's going to tuck the ball and he's going to take off. Last three games, 57-46. And then last week against Detroit, a massive 18 carries for 104 yards. Now, I'm not saying he's got to have another 18 carries, but you see what the ceiling potential is for Justin Fields. Minnesota, middle of the pack in terms of pressure rate, so it does minimize some of those opportunistic runs that are out there, but this is how this guy is wired. He is going to be one of the ultimate scoring duelists here in this game and of the NFL Week 12 slate. So Justin Fields, lead the game in rush yards. I'm not worried about Khalil Herbert. Certainly not worried about Alexander Mattison or Ty Chandler. Maybe Josh Dobbs gets around 35 to 40 on the ground. Entirely possible. But Fields, I think, is going to scramble his way to at least 60, and that may be enough to lead the pack in rush yards in this game at plus 220 at FanDuel. Lundy, Vader, follow.
Ooh, man. Yeah, because I can see all the game script aligning with this one. It's weird to be able to pick a quarterback to lead everything in rushing, but you're right. The way that this game could wind up playing out, yeah, I could see this happening, and plus 220 is all. I mean, that's
juicy.
That's sexy right there. I mean, that's pretty hot. I'm not going to lie. That's Alyssa Milano-esque. I'm just going to say that's pretty nice right there. That's pretty.
Well, yeah, look, I'm showing a shoulder just for you, Lundy, on this Justin Fields prop. So, Alyssa Milano approved, man. It's all good. Who's the boss? I think Fields is going to be on the damn ground this week. Where else could you be a boss in terms of the betting markets? Well, we're going to tell you right now, it's bonus time. NBA, NHL, college basketball. Yeah, there's a few games tonight. I got a couple of plays there, or maybe something else in the Monday Night Football matchup. Bears, Vikings, Lundy, the floor is yours.
Let's look at this Monday night game for this evening. And over at FanDuel, and a lot of the different books have this. I'm just leaning into FanDuel because I like the numbers that they're offering right now. You can do the point bands in terms of winning margin in this particular contest. I'm going to throw this one out there at plus 125 at FanDuel. And again, if you've never bet these before, just to give you a heads up, over on FanDuel, it's under a tab called scoring is what you're going to be looking for if you decide you want to follow me on this bet. Give me Minnesota to win by between 1 and 13 points. Somewhere in that range, 1 to 13 is plus 125 over at FanDuel. I do believe the Vikings pick up this victory this evening, but I also believe we're going to be looking at a close contest. So I'm getting a band of points there between 1 and 13. I don't think Minnesota is going to blow them out, but I also don't believe the Bears are going to win this game on the road. So you put all that together, I like the idea of the plus 125. Now, if you want to shrink that just a little bit, they also give you the option of the Vikings to win by between 1 and 10. So you can go, I'm taking 1 to 13 because I'll take the extra 3 points worth of cushion at plus 125. But if you want to tighten that down to between 1 and 10, you can get that at plus 155. So again, both of those are over at FanDuel. They've got, and FanDuel does multiple of these. You can get between 1 and 5. You can get, I mean, you can pick your poison that you want to. I just love that 1 to 13, and I like the fact that we're looking at it at plus 125 because I do believe that Brad's Bears are going to lose. You talked about TJ Hockenson, by the way, over at BetMGM. If you want to go this route, you can take Hockenson for a touchdown and the Vikings to win and you can bump that all the way up to a plus 200. So just letting you know, that one's already pre-built for you over at BetMGM. If you like Brad's idea on Hockenson, which I do, I like TJ to get a touchdown tonight. And if you are with me and you think the Vikings are going to win, you might as well pair those two things together and get yourself some extra juice. Let me go to the ice. There's only six games on the schedule this evening, although one of them here in Denver is a rematch of the Stanley Cup final from 2 years ago, Tampa Bay and Colorado. And the Lightning have Andre Vasilevsky back, which is going to be awfully interesting because the Avs, I don't know what they're going to do tonight, but I'm a little nervous. But there are six games on the schedule. Nice and simple parlay for you. Don't get greedy. Plus 102. Give me the Rangers on the money line. Give me the Boston Bruins on the money line as well. And frankly, if you wanted to pair those two together on the 60-minute line, you could bring that juice up even more. I don't see how Buffalo, again, without Tage Thompson, I don't know what Buffalo is going to do, especially on the road against a Rangers team that's playing very well. And Boston, I mean, folks, right now there is nobody hotter in the National Hockey League than David Pastrnak. I mean, the over-under for him on points is 1.5, and I still think it's at minus odds. What this guy is doing right now to start off the season is absolutely redonkulous. So give me Boston on the road against a Columbus Blue Jackets team. So if I'm taking both of those on the money line at plus 102, but like I said, if you want to pop those on the 60-minute line, you can raise that total up even higher from there. I mentioned Dobbs, that I thought he was going to do one on the ground. I believe the best odds I've seen for him on a rushing touchdown is plus 120. I would play that one as well because I do believe he is going to get it done with his legs. Not a lot other than that. This is kind of a slow day. Assuming Nikola Jokic is going to play tonight, against the Clippers, which I think is going to be the case, but it's possible they could give him a night off. Take his rebounds prop because he's going to clean the freaking glass against the Clips. He always does. And I think the number is sitting at like 12.5, and you're going to pay some juice on that one. But I would go ahead and play it. If you decided that you wanted the same game parlay to kind of bring the juice down on that, take him for the over on his rebounds and then add in a made three-pointer. Which Jokic is usually good for at least one of those over the course of a contest. That'll bring the juice down on an SGP. And everybody this morning seems to have him on a triple-double at a plus 125. Over the course of last season, if I'm not mistaken, he averaged 23, 13, and 8 against the Clippers. So very similar to the triple-double that I gave you last week. He was just off on assists. He hit it last week. If he plays, he's probably going to hit it again because, well, he's the Joker. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, hit it and hopefully don't quit it, Nikola Jokic. I'm going to have a prop on him here in a minute, but it's Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day time on this SGP Multi-Leaguer, as I always do it. Leg number uno, give me the Minnesota Vikings to win straight up. Yes, the Berenstain Bears going to be front and center. They'll find a way to squander this game. I think it's a gift that this is only -3.5, but I'm going to take the Vikes straight up on the money line. Leg number dos, Khalil Herbert, 10 or more receiving yards. Justin Fields, one or more pass/rush TD. So any touchdown will do. Justin Fields and TJ Hockenson, leg numero cuatro, four or more receptions. You slap all four of those together at BetMGM without the 50% Monday Night Football profit boost. You can add that, get even juicier. It's plus 230 there at BetMGM. The Bears have lost 9 of their last 10 road games. They're going to lose again, and I hope they do because, again, I want them to solidify their standing atop the NFL draft order, and, again, they own the Carolina Panthers pick as well. They could be 1-2 in the draft next year. Minnesota top 11 in EPA offense, EPA defense. Bears also consistent, but in the other direction. Number 23 in EPA offense, number 26 in EPA defense. The Bears have also dropped 7 of the last 10 in Minnesota in this series. And I think that's certainly going to be the case under the primetime lights tonight. Meanwhile, Khalil Herbert, all I need is 10 receiving yards. He's averaging right around 13 to 15 routes per game. Roschon Johnson will also be involved, but Deonta Foreman, doubtful, not expected to play in this game. I think Herbert will more or less dominate the routes run among the running backs. This could be a single play payday, one catch, a get for like 11, 12 yards. Hell, all we need is 10, get a first down. And we hit this number two leg. Number three leg, Justin Fields, one or more passing slash rushing touchdowns. You look at Fields, he's done this in 6 of 7 games. Minnesota's allowed this in 9 of 11 games. Minnesota, middle of the pack, number 14 in pass EPA defense, but Fields obviously can get this done on the ground. And TJ Hockenson, 4 or more receptions. The Bears giving up 6.1 receptions per game, the tight end position. Hock has done this in 10 of 11 games and has already outlined he is numero uno in target percentage among tight ends entering week 12. So to recap on this SGP, Vikings money line, Herbert, 10 or more receiving yards, Fields, 1 or more pass slash rush TDs, TJ Hockenson, 4 or more catches. Oh, so cool. Plus 230 there at BetMGM. Elsewhere, one more Monday Night Football prop I got for you. Josh Dobbs, give me the over on 6.5 rush attempts. You can get that at FanDuel, plus money, plus 102. He has done this in 3 straight games. Now, I know the Bears are dead last in pressure rate among NFL defenses is 16.9%, but Dobbs, like Fields, he's comfortable running, and he's running more as a Minnesota Viking. So all we need are 7 rush attempts. He's gone 8, 8, and 7 in the last 3 weeks. I think it's going to be in a similar territory tonight. So a plus money. Yeah, I'll get seduced by that baby juice. Meanwhile, let's go to the NBA. Nikola Jokic, triple-double, is at plus 115 at FanDuel, Lundy. If he does play, why the hell not? It's always
one, by the way, plus 125 at either DK or ESPN. Let me throw that out there just to get you some extra juice.
Okay.
He's 125 over there.
Even better. I was not available when I put this together this morning. You look at the clip. Yeah, they've allowed the 13th fewest opponent rebounds per game, the 5th fewest assists per game. They're number 6 overall in adjusted defensive efficiency, but it's freaking Jokic. He already has a half dozen triple doubles on the season, almost had one last night. And earlier this season against the Clippers, back on November 14th, 32-10-9. Just missed it. So, in fact, you're going to have plus 125, as Lottie said, a couple of books. It's worth a little action there. LeBron James, meanwhile, I'm going to take the over on assists for him. And that number at 6.5, taking on Philadelphia at a minus 105 juice. The 76ers have allowed the 10th most opponent assists per game at 26.9. They've also given up 46.1% to opponents on the floor at field goal percentage there. You look at LeBron, he's averaging 6.6 assists per game. He has gone over this more than a handful of times this season. 7 dimes, entirely possible for him at a lighter minus 105 juice. I'm buying it. Let's go to college basketball. Give me the under in Utah and St. Mary's, a marquee matchup of the night. That number has crept up. It opened at 132.5. I thought that was too high. Last checked, it was at 133.5. Obviously, it's still too high based on the playing style of the St. Mary's Gales, and they've been a roller coaster ride. They've been really passengers on the struggle bus this season, but they're number 343 in tempo in college basketball. Utah prefers a faster pace, number 109. But Utah, pretty stiff defensively, number 49 nationally in adjusted defensive efficiency, a very good rebounding team, number 17 in college basketball and defensive rebounding percentage. So that means they're going to limit a lot of the second chance opportunities for the Gales, who are really, really dragging their feet offensively right now. Number 302 with Aiden Mahaney healthy and on the floor. In EFG offense, they're only shooting 45.1% inside the arc and 30.3% outside of it. But we know defense is the name of thy game, as evidenced by number 39 ranking and adjusted defensive efficiency. So give me the under in Utes and Gales, 133.5. And here's one off the wall, Lundy, that I absolutely love tonight in college hoops. My last play here on the Fade 5 podcast, the Retrievers. Roof, got to earn their snossages. Of course, that's UMBC. Took down Virginia a couple of years ago as the 16 seed of the tournament. That's their claim to fame. Tonight, their claim to fame is they may hang 90 on Hampton. So I'm taking the over 82.5 team total points. I grabbed that at ESPN this morning at a minus 120 juice. I wouldn't be surprised if that's moved northward. This game is going to be briskly pace. It's going to take your damn breath away. Cue the Berlin in the background. UMBC is number 2 According to Ken Palm at Adjusted Tempo right now, Hampton is number 19 nationally in Adjusted Tempo. Oh, it gets better. Hampton, number 286 in EFG defense. They're lousy. And you look at UNBC, a team that can actually score. They're number 133 in EFG offense. 57.9% of their points come from inside the arc. And Hampton is number 299 in the country in 2-point percentage defense, giving up 55% inside the arc. They're going to score at will. Again, with the brisk pace, you're going to be tied in an 0-2 tank. First to 90, maybe 95 wins. Hell, both these teams could achieve the over on their team totals. And UNBC has gone over 82.5 points already 4 times this season. That's honestly my top play on the college hardwood tonight. All right, I am out of breath. We're out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly, if you enjoy this broadcast, drop us a rating and or review. Also, Fader, follow us on the Twitter/X. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy, his awesome spreadsheet picks. Kills it hockey, at Nate Lundy. I'm right now on the heater of the century in the National Football League. I'm up over 50 units on the season. What the hell happened? I was down like 35 to end last year. I'm up over 50. It's all going to come crashing down. But the ride right now has me on the highest of highs. You can follow all my picks there. My college basketball action as well, up over 20 units. Don't ask me about college football. It was a rough weekend. At Noisy Huevos. For the handsome, outstanding, and lovely Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. As always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.